The U.S. recently reopened its embassy in Havana, but controversy over normalization continues. Tonight on Florida Matters, we're bringing you highlights of a Tampa Tiger Bay Club debate on the issue between two outspoken rivals, Ralph Fernandez and Albert Fox Jr. In this preview, they share their thoughts on what Cuba has done or not done since some restrictions on travel and trade have been eased by the U.S. We hear from Fernandez first.
One of the things they have done, which I think is just reward for the efforts of the local community, is that they have now reduced the existing sales of products and purchases of products with the United States by 40%, meaning that while the restrictions were reduced, what the Cubans have done, as anyone intelligent in that kind of capacity, is go back to Brazil and go back to Spain and go back to Argentina and go back to Mexico and renegotiate the contract so that we're getting already 40% less business of the small amount of business we had to begin with. And eventually, now there are discussions, they're going to try to buy about 80% of their products from China. So that doesn't sound unreasonable since we buy about 80% of our products from China. And so the Cubans are smart enough to replicate or duplicate the efforts that we make. So that is a reward. Now, but this is what's interesting to people of this community to promote the trade. They suggest that we should abrogate the embargo, trade, lend them money, and all that. What happens is that the brokers get their money up front, like I said previously. But what's happening now is that they see that Cuba has reduced their purchases by 40% already. So people in Tampa, that's why it's great to read public records emails. People in Tampa who sit around and talk about Cuba trade are already sadly lining up with Cuban Americans in Miami to broker the deals to Brazil, to Argentina, to Ecuador, and to Spain, and take them away from Tampa while these fools here believe that at the end there's a rainbow waiting. That's what's really sad.
Mr. Fox.
I'm assuming these people that are clapping understand what Ralph just said. I don't have a clue of what he said. Okay? I can tell you that we talk about loaning them money and this and that and the other. The Italians have the telephone system in Cuba. Are they bad businessmen? They get paid. They've been there for 30 years. Sherritt Mining in Canada mines nickel in Cuba for 25 years. They get paid. Milia Cohiba, the hotel chain out of Spain, they're all over Cuba. Are they just bad business, ignorant, stupid businessmen getting ripped off by Raul Castro? Of course not. Okay. So, but the issue here really is, okay, that if you want to do business with Cuba, great, that's okay with me. And if you don't want to do business with them because you don't like that government, that's also okay with me. But every American should have the right to go, to travel there freely, and to present whatever wares they have to make a buck. It's just that simple. But to say that Cuba doesn't pay their bills, Farmer Brown in Kansas, under a law that I helped write, the Trade Sanctions Reform Act of 2000, okay, he gets his money cash and in advance. Farmer Brown in Kansas loves Cuba to sell them their wheat.
That was Albert Fox Jr. and Ralph Fernandez at the Tampa Tiger Bay Club's recent Cuba debate, and you can hear more from that debate tonight on Florida Matters at 6:30.